What do you do with those tasks and little bits of information that come your way, especially when you're out of your office? That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. I love voice input and have been using it for many years to enter tasks when I'm on the go. Voice entry beats typing with two thumbs on a piece of glass any day. Here's an example here on my phone. Okay, Google. Friday, call Jim about the XYZ report.
Thanks, Frank. I'll add this to remember the milk for Friday. By the way, there will be some upcoming changes to this IFTTT integration. See the Google Assistant Help Center to learn more.
What just happened is that a task has been created in my digital task manager and assigned a due date of Friday. This is happening because of Google Assistant and my digital task manager, remember the milk, being able to talk to each other because of a service called If This Then That. Now, what I did on my phone, I could also have done on Google Home or on my watch because they both have Google Assistant. Now, let me show you how I have been able to add little bits of information. Let's say I'm at a restaurant and I get really great service from a particular employee. I want to record that bit of information so that next time I'm there, I can ask for that same person. Okay, Google, Frank's Journal. Longhorn Steakhouse, great service from Cali.
Okay, Frank, I'll add this to your journal. By the way, there will be some upcoming changes to this IFTTT integration. See the Google Assistant Help Center to learn more.
What just happened is that little bit of information just went into Evernote, into a note called Frank's Journal. I didn't want to create an entire new note for just that one sentence. Frank's Journal is like a log of an entire month's worth of little bits of information. Each one is automatically date and time stamped when it's entered. So that way I could search for Longhorn or Steak or Cali and come up with that little bit of information. Now, that's all happening by using Google Assistant to create the content and If This Then That to send it to Evernote, where it can be appended to the bottom of that particular note. Sounds pretty good. But there's a little fly in the ointment. Did you notice that the response that I received when I entered that task about the phone call and the note about Cali, well, there was a confirmation that also said something else, that something was changing, and that something's going to be changing at the end of August 2022. Come over to the companion blog post and watch the video. You'll learn more about exactly how I set up these services to work together to allow the voice input and also learn what's changing about them. The screenshots that you will see there will make much more sense than anything I could explain here. Yes, Google threw me a curveball, as it threw many of us a curveball by eliminating a great feature. So what's the solution? Well, for tasks, it looks like I'm losing the ability to enter them with my voice via Google Assistant, on Google Home, or on my Android watch. Now, what I can do is use the Remember the Milk widget on my phone's home screen. It has a little microphone key allowing me to enter tasks with my voice. And since my phone is usually with me all the time, that's an easy workaround. The widget does require the Remember the Milk paid plan, but with the free plan, it's only a couple of more taps. Tap the Remember the Milk app to open it, tap to create a new task, tap the microphone key on the keyboard, and begin speaking. Still much, much easier than typing with two thumbs on a piece of glass. And for those little bits of information, such as the great service from Cali, I'm going to do exactly the same thing. Enter the information as if it was a task. And in the video, you're going to see how I then add one tag that magically sends that bit of information over to Evernote and puts it right where it needs to be as the next item in that Frank's Journal note. Decades ago, we had solved the problem of where to put new tasks and bits of information that came our way. The organized person always kept a memo pad in the pocket and immediately trapped the task or information right there. And as soon as you wrote it down, you earned the right to forget about it. Then you just handled what you'd written down. Today, we have a variety of tools and we're often puzzled. Ask 10 different people how to trap it digitally and you'll get 10 different answers. Well, here's my answer. Treat them all as tasks. It's easy to create them with your voice. They're all in one place, the inbox of your task manager. They're in your system. They're off your mind. Then you can deal with them appropriately later. Again, view the video in the companion blog post for the technical stuff about the one-time setup that makes it happen. Thanks for stopping by. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.